Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as Gerald Callahan of Express Ranches joins us after this.
This is Baxter Black, and I'd like to put in a good word for our Beef Jekyll. Throughout America, teachers, school nurses, and even parents are teaching our young people how to unleash beef power in healthy diets. Our Checkoff-sponsored nutrition programs reached more than 4 million students last year, including 30,000 junior Girl Scouts who completed the Fit for Apprentice program. And the new Enriching Family Mealtimes kit gives busy parents family-friendly recipes, nutrition facts, and helpful ways to think beef when planning a meal. Thanks to your money and mine, Checkoff programs keep beef top of mind by introducing young people and their families to the power of beef. The Checkoff's doing what needs to be done to promote our product, and it sure beats wearing a sandwich board. To learn more about the power of our Checkoff, visit beefboard.org.
This Checkoff update brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
It's one of the premier seed stock cattle operations in the United States. Right in Oklahoma, and Yukon Express Ranches, involved in both the limousine and Angus business. Gerald Callahan is president of the outfit, and we had a chance to sit down in his office and visit about the Express Ranch story.
Express came together about 20 years ago in 1988. Bob bought the original headquarters here, and he had a passionate love to be in the purebred business, and he started out with limousine cattle, and then in 94, we had Angus cattle, and now we're the second, I guess, largest seed stock producer in the United States, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We really enjoy it. We think we have a great team here, and our objective is to raise the best seed stock we can raise.
Now, you know, as you go about that, the business has changed quite a bit since the late 80s.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. Technology has gotten really big in the purebred cattle business. All the cattle now, we ultrasound for IMF, which is an indicator of marbling, as well as ribeye area. Of course, we take birth weights, weaning weights, yearling weights. We have expected progeny differences, and there's a lot of data. As well as a lot of the cattle that we have now, we also DNA test for certain traits. And so it's become a more precise business. We know more about the cattle. We know more about what's on the outside and what's on the inside. And so we try to utilize common sense with the technology to raise the best product we can.
And Gerald Callahan tells us that while they are a seed stock operation, they sell purebred cattle. They're also trying to get cattle ready for that commercial cattle operator.
The basis of our business really and what drives it is the commercial cattle industry. And I think our primary purpose, our primary goal at Express Ranches is raising commercial bulls for the commercial man that will add value to his calves. And we try to define it here as the best of the bull, or what we're trying to do is raise a problem-free animal that goes out and gets the commercial guys or gals cows bred and then adds value to their calf crop. And that's our primary goal and our primary function. Along with that, we hope that a few of the individuals that we raise are good enough to go back into other seed stock operations and contribute to their betterment of their herd as well.
And at the end of the day, got to remember that we're producing beef for that end user, the consumer.
Yeah, I think that's imperative for all of us in the beef business is that, you know, ultimately we're all trying to raise something that we hope is going to be the center of the dinner plate for not only people in the U.S., but as we get Korea and some of these other countries open again to be around the world. We have made a transition in the cattle industry from being people that just raise cattle to people that are trying to raise a product to be the center of the plate for the consumer.
President of Express Ranches, Gerald Callahan. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 3rd, it's the Kirvin Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Female Production Sale at Coyote Hills Ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. 258 head will sell, including 60 fall purebred pairs, 41 limb flex pairs, 24 fall bred purebred heifers, and 31 bred limb flex heifers. For sale catalog or for more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419 or go to the website www.kirvinhallchr.com. Join us for the female production sale at Coyote Hills Ranch Saturday, May 3rd.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.